The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Steve Elkins is down there in Florida. This is the 11th day of February 2019. You know, I'm having a hard time believing, Steve. I was thinking about this during the break. I have a hard time believing that your elevation down there is 180-plus feet.
Is where I am. Yeah, it is.
That does not make any sense.
It is. Look it up, John, but don't tell me. Don't tell everybody where I live, but look it up.
Well, like somebody that really wants to know where you live can't find you, and it wouldn't be the casual person. It would be somebody else.
Yeah, I know. I just don't.
And they already know. And they already know.
I'm in the center of the state.
Yeah. Well, folks, what's going on in downtown L.A.? Army war drills continue across Los Angeles. Now, do you remember Gary Webb?
Yes, I do. CIA. Yeah.
What?
Reported on CIA.
Yeah.
About the drug trade.
Yeah.
Two shots in the back of the head, suicide. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, he was suicided. He committed seppuku in a hotel room by putting two bullets in his head.
Right.
You know. Now, this, if you remember, CIA, Mr. Deutsch, that was the head of the CIA, unprecedented because of the big mouth black lady out there that was yammering about crack cocaine being funneled into L.A. Now, this is one of the few times that I agreed with a politician, and this started a virtual firestorm. Now, what it basically here, folks, if you don't remember or you hadn't heard of it, which I couldn't imagine that you didn't, this was the guns for drug thing that they were supplying weapons to Nicaragua, and this is when they were trading the guns for drugs. Now, the drugs were being pushed to the Crips and the Bloods in L.A. They had unlimited supply of crack cocaine. Everybody was happy. Everybody's doing business and, well, yeah, the business of drugs. But the thing escalated and went even further, and to the dismay of Gary Webb, the San Jose Mercury News, pretty much once they started getting heat. Now, could you imagine, folks, the CIA, they're trying to cover their tracks on a CIA black op. You know what's going to happen. You're going to be accused of being a dog beater, a wife beater, a baby raper, a baby killer, whatever the case may be. It's endless to discredit you, get it all pointed at the individual. Not what the individual said, but let's discredit the individual. That is what happened to Gary Webb. It cost him his marriage and eventually cost him his life. And, of course, that started the whole thing that Reagan started to sweat because, oh, my God, he wanted to go and fund the the freedom fighters in Nicaragua. Well, and then it brought on a whole cast of other characters, and tons of drugs were being run into the United States by guess who? Either directly by or at the direct tutelage of the CIA and one of their assets, or many of their assets. Who knows? CIA just went into full denial. But the funny thing was that I think in the late was it, I forget the year, but they came out, the CIA did publish a 400-page report where they quietly admitted that, yes, they were trading guns for drugs and the drugs were being sold inside the United States. Now, so what are we doing out in L.A. with Blackhawks? And, well, it's got a lot of people scratching their heads. Residents around Los Angeles may hear sounds associated with field training exercises, including helicopters and weapon simulations, according to their statement. The Army told CBS the local terrain and training facilities in L.A. provide the Army with unique locations and simulates urban environments the service members may encounter when deployed overseas. They've been doing this stuff for years. Now, downtown Los Angeles, people there were shocked Monday night when a fleet of Boeing MH-6Ms, Little Birds, and Sikorsky UHS-60 Black Hawk helicopters swooped in around them. A commercial parking lot across the street from Regal Cinema, L.A., at 1000 West Olympic Boulevard, was the epicenter of some of the intense war simulations Tuesday night. Oh, they just love to come in, swoop in, live fire. Oh, they didn't say whether they were using live fire or not. So we must assume for our safety and our protection, they were using blanks. Yeah. Want to bet on it? You want to bet your life on it? Now, News Chopper 4 was overhead as Special Forces performed training exercise in the parking lot. They were extracted by helicopters before taking off over the I-10 freeway, while police, well, they were there, they're their buddies, they blocked nearby intersections. Now, there were other field training exercises that were on the perimeter of the city, away from populated areas and toward the San Pedro Bay port Tuesday night and into early Wednesday morning. The Army leased space in an industrially zoned area around the Port of Los Angeles near Terminal Island for field training exercise. According to Philip Sanford, a spokesman for the L.A. Port, port operations at Long Beach, the second largest port in the U.S., were not affected, port spokesman Lee Peterson told the L.A. Times. Now, Sanford said residents living on houseboats and marinas around the Wilmington area were notified they might hear helicopters and explosion and simulated assault rifle fire. How do you simulate rifle fire? Is that what you, is that a simulation? So if they're using explosives, and am I to believe that they're using blanks? I don't know. But there is no replacement. This is what the Army Special Operations Command said. There is no replacement for realistic training. Each location selected enabled special operations teams and flight crews to maintain maximum readiness and proficiency, validate equipment and exercise safety procedures. The training is essential to ensure service members are fully trained and prepared to defend our nation overseas. Well, Steve, it isn't like these are brand new exercises. Nobody knows how to do it. They've been doing it in the Middle East going on 20 years. Yep. But they still don't have it right, I guess. Now, the Special Operations Command conducts multiple urban field training exercises around the county, said Lieutenant Colonel Lauren Beimer, spokesman for the command group. It wouldn't be unheard of to train in Boston or Miami, he said. It takes a lot of planning and coordination to do this safely. Well, demonstrate the police state. We got to do this safety. Safely. We can't harm anybody. People might get the idea that, you know, maybe these exercises are going to be used in the future for nefarious reasons, and maybe a lot of people will die, but don't get excited. Now we're using explosives and simulated fire. Now, this is not the first time the residents of the major metropolitan area across the U.S. have experienced a military exercise. If we remember, in 2015, Texas residents prepared for Jade Helm 15, an Army training exercise which took place in multiple states. Now, as to exactly why the Army was preparing for and simulating war drills on the streets of L.A. was beyond our comprehension. One thing's obvious, the Army is preparing for more conflict, whether with a foreign adversary or, more troubling, maybe social unrest on the streets of America. February 6th, U.S. Special Forces in downtown L.A., that was Wednesday. The previous day, February 5th, they held unexpected war drill in downtown Los Angeles, as the L.A. Times reported. But, you know, this also, Steve, is conditioning. If I were a kid and I saw military helicopters flying around my little town, people would have freaked the hell out. They would have just freaked out. Now we have full-scale military operations in one of the country's biggest cities, and it's a ho-hum, no big deal. We're just doing this because we want to be prepared. This people are starting, I'm not saying everybody, and I'm not saying even the majority, but I think more people are being desensitized to the pretty much in your face, here's our police state capability. Hi, how are you? We're not shooting you today. Doesn't that make you feel better?
Yeah, I'm asking, what are they preparing for, though? I think it's kind of like your Jane Helm, your martial law. Sounds like it could be, possibly. I don't know.
Well, I mean, DV Kid went off on a rant, and I was going to post the article up, but she kind of went overboard with going, you know, what's all this stuff about martial law? The people that talk about that, talk show hosts, don't really understand it. Well, I do understand the United States government does have the ability to declare martial law, at which point in time I do know the Constitution suspended so they can conduct operations, which tells me that, their operations would be violating you 6,200 different ways from Sunday. Because why would you have to suspend the Constitution? But having said that, I don't know why DV went off the deep end here to try to make people think that, martial law, that's a tool of the government. Yeah, I get that. But the question would be, why would there be martial law? Now, I'm not quite sure. Some people are speculating. Maybe it has to do with future roundups of aliens, illegal aliens. If that's the case, they haven't been doing such a good job. But here's something shocking that people should pay attention to. Now, you hear about the caravans that are coming up through Mexico, the Guatemalans, the God knows what. As long as you make it down there, you can just truck your way right into the United States, or at least you think you can. Well, 5 million Latin Americans are coming to the U.S. in the next 12 months. 42 million, and now these statistics were in a report from Jim Clifton, the chairman and CEO of Gallup. 42 million seekers of citizenship or asylum are watching to determine exactly when and how is the best time to make the move. This suggests that open borders could potentially attract 42 million Latin Americans, a full 5 million who are planning to move in the next 12 months, say that they are moving into the U.S. There's no doubt in their minds. Now, from Breitbart, they said that Democrats say the DHS does not need so many detention beds, but instead can release and track migrants or resident illegals by using alternatives to detention, such as monitors strapped to migrants' ankles. Yeah. Democrats also, I want that alarm set up at the California border, so one of the people that you invited in, when they cross that California border, I want to know they're escaping the sanctuary state. And also, according to Breitbart, Democrats also argue that migrants who bring children should not be detained. If that rule is adopted by Congress, all migrants who bring children to the border would be quickly released into the U.S. jobs market. Now, Department of Homeland Security spokesman Katie Waldman rejected the Democrats' proposal, saying in a statement, "Without the necessary detention authority and sufficient funding for family beds to enable ICE to detain family units, when they are ordered removed, ICE will still only be able to remove a very small percentage of family units, thereby increasing the pull factors and further contributing to the border crisis. For example, last year, only 1% of all removals were on ATD at a cost of $72,000 per removal. 72 grand. I could go to an airport, buy one of these people a first-class ticket to fly them back to wherever they came from, and it ain't going to cost me 72 grand. I'd even be nice enough to give them a bag of peanuts or maybe a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Most U.S. citizens like me just want to know the plan," Clifton concluded. "What is the 10-year plan? How many exactly whom and what skills they bring? What do we want? Answer these questions and the current discussion can be resolved." Yeah. Well, Republicans on the DHS funding panel include Senators Richard Shelby, Shelley Moore out of West Virginia, John Hoeven, North Dakota, Roy Blunt, Missouri, Kay Granger from Texas, Chuck Fleischman from Tennessee, Tom Graves from Georgia, and Stephen Palazzo from Mississippi. The Democrats on the panel are Senator Patrick Leahy, Richard Durbin, John Tester, Nita Lowry, Lucille Roball Allard, David Price, Barbara Lee, Henry Seller, and Pete Aguilar. And, you know, I'm tired of this border conversation. I'm sick to death of it. Folks, Trump, just spend your own money. Just build a damn wall, okay? just build the damn wall. They're going to let them hang around until they get the majority of these illegals, Steve, the way this looks to me. They're going to keep stringing this out. We got a government shutdown coming up, in 4 days?
15? Yep, 4 days.
Okay, and the White House has made a statement that the Democrats have not done a damn thing to discuss the border issue. So in 4 days, we're going to have another government shutdown. And then the Democrats are going to be wailing again. Oh, well, our federal employees are not getting paid. That's because you won't do what's constitutionally mandated that you do. Protect our borders. Protect our country. That's first and foremost on the laundry list, folks. And isn't it funny that the Democrats are tackling one of the issues that's first and foremost the absolute, without question, obligation and duty of the United States government? But they're not doing it. We're throwing up smoke screens. And then this clown, this governor from California, decides he's going to pull out the National Guard troops. But yet we're having U.S. Army drills in L.A. What in the hell is going on here? We had how many thousands of troops that Trump ordered down to the border?
I don't know. 2,700.
Another 2,700. 2,750, I do believe the number was, now that you said that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this and I'm going, why are we playing pity-pat with this? Why? And I'm wondering why the governor of Texas here is not taking a stronger stand and demanding of Mr. Trump, say, hey, look, we still got a problem here in Texas. This has not gone away by any stretch of the imagination. New Mexico, Arizona, folks, Southern California border. All this is being invaded. It's under constant assault every single day. Now, they keep talking. Now, here, don't you just love hypocrisy in the government? Seems like it's now a new normal. So, our duty and obligations to this. Now, here is a real national security issue. Now, are they hyping the people that have been killed by illegal aliens that shouldn't have been in this country, the real bad guys with real police records committing homicides, you know, and murders and drug dealing and all sorts of nefarious fun stuff? You know, that is a fact. That is of record. But I guess it's not high enough. The Democrats want to take your guns away from your ability to protect yourself while leaving every imaginable, quite possibly deranged criminals into this country. Mexico is backing off their drug war, folks. Do you understand that this situation, whether it be drug runners, mules, whether it be coyotes running illegals in, or just gang busting the border, tens of thousands of illegals just mad rushing, bum rushing the border, however the scenario, whatever the scenario, this is not being taken seriously. And here are the Democrats playing political football with this. How do you think, Steve, if we had to get the unorganized militia again, we did it once before, we did it in all the states, California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas, volunteers of the unorganized militia went down on the border to assist Border Patrol and immigration and naturalization. Do we have to do it again? What do you think the Democrats would say if a bunch of people showed up on the border with their assault weapons to protect our border? What do you think they'd be saying about that?
It's immoral.
Yeah, it's racist.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I guess one of the we'll get you in compliance attitudes of the police now is to pull your pants down and taser your private parts. I'm not joking about this. Glendale cops taser a man 10 times, handcuff him, then pull his pants down and taser his groin area. There is one posted, and Mike, remind me to send this over to you to post it up. We have another one of a family that was sitting in a parking lot of a motel or hotel, and cops showed up, and this guy, the husband, the wife is in the back seat. I don't know who was driving, but the husband's sitting in the passenger seat, and he's got a seatbelt on, and the cops keep telling him, quit shoving stuff between the seats and in your bag. Keep your hands where we can see them. And here again, it's the assumption that you're some kind of criminal that wants to hurt these guys. You didn't invite them. They show up and start barking orders at you. Well, this guy, they kept screwing around with him, trying to yank him out of the car. His seatbelt is still on. They keep telling him, get out of the car. He can't. His young son, along with his daughter that's in the car, the young son climbs in the front seat, unfastens the safety belt, and the cops get the guy out of the car, and then they do this. Steve, I'm not joking. They tase the guy's gonads. Now, is this a neat little... Folks, have you ever been tasered? Have you been tased once? How about repeatedly? How about, did you ever have one of these, and I'm going to be, let me bite my lip here, one of these Gestapo freaks that thinks it's okay to pull your pants down and taser your gonads? And nothing's happening to these guys. Nothing is happening to these guys. Oh, they'll be reviewed. They might be taken off the force and put at a desk for 3 days pending review. But none of this is being stopped. Now, I think, Steve, all in all, in general, the public has been tolerant. Not accepting, but tolerant to the point that this is going on. They're now starting to find out about it. But the cops always are maintaining that we're here for the peace of the... Okay, but you're starting to act like Soviet KGB or Stasi or maybe some private mercenary army.
They really tasered this guy's groin, right? Seriously?
They tasered his buoys. Yeah. Now, like that? Apply that to your crotch and tell me how it feels. I want a live on-the-spot report.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
It works.
You did not.
No, heck no. There's no way.
Because you wouldn't be talking right now. You'd be screaming.
No. I want to try this, but I don't want to try it.
Well, go try it on the neighbor that was dumb enough to take the flu shot.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, here's your sentence for being so stupid. Maybe this will activate some brain cells in your head. Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Okay, guys.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all those visuals we just flashed
now,
through everybody's heads.
One of you is going to win the Darwin Award here.
Okay.
That would be Nurse Ratched here, not me.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah.
My little toy here.
Hey, did you happen to catch, I know you don't have time to listen to everybody's show, but at the end of Mark Anderson's show today, he mentioned that the lady, her name's Laura, you remember her last name, ran for Austin City Council a few years back, and they screwed her out of the election, and she's a computer expert, and she went after him. He said that she has had 3 victories now in Texas, one in her case. And
Laura Presley, is that the woman's name?
Yeah, Laura Presley.
Okay.
Y'all ought to run her for Secretary of State. You know, because Secretary of State here in Kansas is in charge of the election.
You know, you just made me remember something here. Gerald Celente. Remember, I used to interview this guy once a month.
Yeah.
And we got into it, and he dressed me down one day and told me that I didn't show up on his show here to argue with you. No, we're debating or we're discussing a point, and he didn't want to do it. Well, I wasn't interested in having the guy on the air anymore. Now, I knew that Gerald's associations were, in my mind, a little bit questionable. Well, the chickens always eventually come home to roost. Gerald Celente, for the Democrats, is suggesting Beto O'Rourke from Texas here for the Democratic nominee for president.
I've heard that. I heard, yeah.
Now, how absolutely nuts is this?
Really?
You know, people sometimes they scratch their head and they wonder why I do things. I don't do anything without it well thought out and considered. When I see danger signs, I will cease communication and promoting that person on air. It's my duty and obligation. Some might look at me and say, he's just a control freak, or he doesn't like anybody that goes against what he's saying. No, I have certain standards that I will not lower, and I will maintain. I mean, folks, don't we do that in our daily lives? Aren't we supposed to be doing that according to, you know, our knowledge, our constitutional basis, or whatever the case may be? I mean, holy mackerel. Sherry, hang on 1 second. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrong... Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet.
All right, Sherry. Anything else to conclude this call?
Yeah, I'm just thinking that if that can be publicized, what she is, has her cases and stuff, that I think Laura could actually win on even a third party ticket. But first she has to be reelected and trying to get elected. And
now you know doggone right well, Sherry, the Gambinos and the Genoveses, when they see the third unit being put together, they will join forces to squash it.
Yeah, but anyway, you know,
wouldn't it be easier, rather than having a third or fourth or fifth party or whatever the case may be, that we got a two-party system? They just need to get out the rule book and read it and understand it. If they don't want to follow it, pack up your stuff. And I don't know why this is such a mystery to people, that any bills that they write up and propose for passage or whatever the case may be have got to follow strict constitutional guidelines. If they do not, well, then it doesn't get to become a bill. And the people that are proposing unconstitutional legislation, they should pack up their stuff. Because what have they done? They've ran afoul from what? Their oath of office. And this oath of office is the pledge to the people that put them in office that they are going to dutifully follow the Constitution. So when we have a Cortez, this creature, this Puerto Rican doe-eyed idiot that pops up and has got all these wonderful little plans and, excuse me, where is any of what you're talking about constitutional? There needs to be, we need to stop them right from the start rather than put on this political theater. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. All right, Sherry, thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much.
All right, bye.
Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. I got two quick things for you, gentlemen.
Okay.
There was a article that talked about the red, white, and blue New Deal.
Red,
where
white?
Where you just, red, white, and blue New Deal instead of the green New Deal. You feed yourself and leave me alone.
Oh, but we can't have that. Because we can't serve our masters in the way that they intend us to serve them, because we need to accumulate more debt that we can never pay off so Guido and the boys can keep the juice running on the loan.
Well, you keep saying it, and someday all people will understand it, which I hope. But the reason I called, I saw a quote the other day, and I think it applies to your show pretty directly today. The quote was, "Man is the only being that can remain on friendly terms with the victims he intends to eat until he eats them."
Wow, I like that. That's good. That's good.
Thank you, Mike.
What's that say about us?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, Mike, I appreciate the call. Doing. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
All right. Well, I was mistaken. This is the story. Is that posted up? The Glendale cops taser a man 10 times, handcuff him, pull his pants down, and taser his groin. A married couple have sued the city of Glendale, Arizona. And this was the story. I was a little confused here as to the location, but this is it. After police officers tortured the husband, Johnny Wheatcroft, during a routine traffic stop, body camera footage of the encounter released by the local news station KSHB shows cops using a taser on Wheatcroft a total of 11 times. Even though the man was neither resisting arrest nor under suspicion of having done anything wrong. Even worse, while Wheatcroft was handcuffed and pinned face first on the ground of the hotel parking lot, an officer kicked him in the groin, pulled down his gym shorts, and used the taser on his testicles. This happened while Wheatcroft's two sons, 11 and 6, watched in horror from the car. "I've never seen anything like this," said Jeff Noble, a former police chief who reviewed the footage of KSHB. "This is just beyond the pale. The incident took place 2 years ago on July 26, of 2017. Wheatcroft was in the passenger seat of the car, a male friend was the driver, and his wife, Anya Chapman, and the two children were in the back seat. They had pulled into the parking lot of Motel 6 when two Glendale police officers, Matt Schneider and Mark Lindsay, approached the car ostensibly for failing to signal a turn. Now keep this in mind as I describe this to you folks. The officer asked Wheatcroft for identification. He declined to provide it, correctly reasoning that only the driver needed to do so. Schneider then opened Wheatcroft's door, grabbed the man's arm, twisted it behind his back, causing considerable pain. The two officers attempted to push Wheatcroft forward, contorting his body into an even more uncomfortable position. Next, they used a taser on him over and over again. Now, Wheatcroft ended up on the ground outside the car with his legs still tangled in the seatbelt. The officers then handcuffed Wheaton, though this did not end the torture, according to the lawsuit. Given the temperature of the asphalt, remember me saying, folks, down here in Texas, you could fry an egg on a sidewalk at 2 a.m., residual heat? Give you an idea of how hot cement and asphalt actually gets down here. Given the temperature of the asphalt, the officers contorting his body, and the tasing, plaintiff Johnny Wheatcroft was writhing in pain while his family watched and screamed for the officers to stop. Plaintiff Johnny Wheatcroft was prone and handcuffed on the ground when defendant Schneider pulled down the plaintiff's shorts and tased his testicles and perineum, which was significantly and excruciatingly painful. Perineum, what is that, Steve?
Well, that's just above the groin area there.
Okay. Defendant Glendale officers then rolled plaintiff Johnny Wheatcroft onto his side and began to remove the taser prongs that were embedded in his skin. As the officers began to forcibly remove the prongs, plaintiff Johnny Wheatcroft screamed in agony, and defendant Schneider placed his taser on plaintiff Johnny Wheatcroft's penis and screamed, "Keep fighting, and you're going to get it again. You want it again? Shut your mouth. I'm done effing with you, around with you." At the same time, one of the officers placed a handgun to Wheatcroft's head. Now, I would encourage anybody who doubts this description to be accurate to watch the footage. We've got it posted. We're not embellishing. We're not doing this for dramatic value. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of underplaying it. I'll let the video speak for itself. Now, Wheatcroft and Chapman were charged with resisting arrest and insulting an officer. Chapman evidently hit one of the officers in the head with a bag during the confusion and spent months behind bars because they could not afford bail. Chapman eventually pled guilty to a lesser charge in order to get out of jail and reclaim her children. Prosecutors dropped all the charges against Wheatcroft after they reviewed the body cam footage. Wheatcroft is currently back in prison for committing an unrelated burglary. The Glendale police gave Schneider a mere 3-day suspension. In a statement, the department neglected to mention the use of a taser on the groin, noting only that a review of the officer's action had been performed and discipline implemented regarding certain tactics used by one officer. Now, Steve,
so he got a pass on the gun to the head?
Oh, they got a pass to the tasering of the guy's testicles.
Yeah, I know, but the gun to the head.
Oh, but the taser to the testicles. Used the taser. They didn't use the gun. They used the taser. Now, here's the bottom line to this. You will comply. Now, folks, when have you ever seen anybody? Steve, have you ever seen a video of people, a citizen getting tased and not screaming?
No, never have.
Because it is why? It is very painful. So if this is the reasoning to bring you into compliance, well, those tasers, you know, the batteries can go dead. Something can go wrong. You could taser yourself if the subject makes a move and you've already squeezed a trigger. And you might tase yourself. That's dangerous. Why don't we just issue them pliers? Just issue them pliers and a set of handcuffs or the nylon ties. And just issue them a pair of pliers so they can start pulling the fingernails out of people for compliance. Well, why not do that? Do you think you would be screaming if somebody extracted one of your fingernails with a pair of pliers?
I'm sure I would.
I'm sure you would, too. Just as you're screaming when you're getting tased because, yeah, it hurts. And
I'm actually kind of surprised, John. I hate to interrupt you, but I'm looking at mine right now, and I'm actually kind of surprised these are legal because – if you put this towards somebody's chest, you actually could definitely cause them to go cardiac arrest if you hit it right on the T-wave. And you never know when you're going to hit it, but you possibly could. These things are deadly.
No kidding. But see, this is okay. And I've heard it described by law enforcement. Oh, it's a neat, nifty law enforcement tool. Yeah, if you're sadistic. You know, and with all these officers, they cannot gain the person's compliance or they cannot cuff them for arrest without torturing them first. And folks, any which way you cut this. You know, I had a friendly down here, a constable for Williamson County. He'd show up all the time and we'd chit-chat. He liked the fact that he could hang around the network and we'd talk about what's going on. When I brought up the subject about tasers, I'd hit his spot. Oh, no. Tasers are important. It's an important law enforcement tool. I said only for the sadistic or the people that don't understand. I said, you're standing there right there telling me, and I'm looking the guy in the eyes, you're telling me the tasers are okay to gain the person's compliance when you taser them, not just once, multiple times, and these people are screaming in agony. You know that you're causing them pain. So what would be the difference? If you just start using their head as a football, you got them down on the ground, start kicking the crap out of their head. Or why don't you just pull out one of your little neat, nifty, little extendable nightsticks and just start beating the hell out of the guy. You know, what's the problem here? If your mission in this is to gain the cooperation. Why not just knock the person out? Wouldn't it be a lot easier to move about a handcuffed, unconscious person that would than somebody that might be struggling or somebody that's writhing in pain and cannot control their body functions because their muscles are twitching, they're convulsing? Just do us a favor and just knock us out. Come on, you guys can do a better job than this. If you're going to display how big and bad you are, let's get serious about this.
Well, I agree, John.
You know, I swear to God to you, Steve, every time I hear about one of these instances, you know, if any of these clowns, and I am not one to give police a reason to use unreasonable force during a civic infraction, we want to talk to you, police stop. I never give them a reason. I never give them the excuse. But I swear to God, if any of these clowns ever tase me, and I can get to that taser, I will tase the living snot out of them while asking them, do you like it? Let me try this again. Now, supposedly, every one of these cops that use these tasers, they themselves are tasered so they can experience what their intended targets might experience and might feel as well. Well, evidently, it's not enough. I would suggest tasering these guys maybe 20, 30 times.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these are the very same people that are complaining that the public at large is getting a little surrealier and a little edgier. Nobody wants to see you guys coming. And when they see you and your little red and blue light mobiles lighting people up, the question is more and more crossing the individual's minds as to, do I really want to be dealing with these people? Do I really want to even talk to these people? Countless. I mean, folks, I'm getting tired of posting the stories. We got the wrong address. We killed the wrong people. Gosh, I saw a video last week. And I kid you not, Steve. I'm familiar with your ankle biters down there, your dogs. Mm-hmm. I would say the video I saw, the dog was no bigger than literally a football. And this cop comes waltzing onto somebody's property. There are two small dogs, and they're yipping like little small dogs will do. This cop pulls out his weapon, shoots the chihuahua in the head. A chihuahua. Because he feared for his personal safety. You know, you little wuss. If you're that sensitive, Mr. Snowflake, turn in your badge and your service weapon and go be a greeter at Walmart. Please. I have seen video after video of cops killing dogs when they didn't have to. I've seen videos of them busting into people's houses. The dog does what? The dog barks. He might show his teeth because here's an aggressor in that dog's head. Here's an aggressor that has come on to my pack's territory. And there, I can feel this. I can sense it. I can smell it. They're here to do violence. So I'm going to show them some teeth or I'm going to at least bark. And the next thing the dog knows, he knows nothing else. Because there's a bullet through his head or through his body.
It's a normal response for a dog. You break into somebody's house. I get people come over to my house, and my dogs, until they get to know you, just like they got to know you, they will bark. That's the first thing they do to protect their sanctuary here. And, I get irritated, too, about that. Very disturbing. I tell you what, come into my house and shoot my dog, my wife's going to get you. She's going to get you. She loves those dogs. But, it's unnecessary. Now, I've seen those times where they said we had a reason to do so, like a pit bull. It was a drug dealer that had a pit bull trained to kill. And I do understand those cases. But what we're seeing now, these little dogs being killed because the guy says, well, it irritated me. Like,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I irritate you.
Wait a minute. Why not taser the damn dog?
Hey, there you go. Actually, that's what I got this one for. Well, my long dog walks, because of the big dogs, sometimes they come at you. That's exactly why I have this one.
Okay, and what about if you need to borrow a little bit more time? Why don't they issue the dart guns to the officers to take care of these unruly animals, to knock them out, and to buy some time? Tase the hell out of them, torture the little animal to hell and back until that dart takes effect.
Well, I tell you what, This one here, my dogs hate just the sound. They back off. So I don't even think you have to use it on a dog that comes at you. All you got to do is zap it a couple times, and they freak out and they go away. So I don't think they have to use it, but I have it anyway. So
I would have loved that story more if the guy wasn't a felon. But still, they did not know that. They didn't identify the guy. They had absolutely no idea who the hell he was. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Hello, John and Steve. You know, again, the question remains, how much are the American people going to put up with? You know, this is not surprising. Elderly ladies being tased, young children being tased. When I see blue lights in my rearview mirror now, I actually have a panic attack.
I'm hearing you. Hang on 1 second, Chance. I got to take this break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Chance, what else have you? Go ahead.
You know, it doesn't make any difference if you're polite or respectful to them. In most cases, neither. It seems like they just look at all of us as their enemy. And like I said, I see blue lights. I never get panic attacks. I can't breathe. I get extremely nervous because I know these people can do whatever they want to me and get away with it.
especially if I'm alone on a country road in my car, which is, my state is basically rural. They can say anything. They can make up lies, and here I'll be, you know, God knows in the position. I get nervous even talking about it.
I get it, and I understand. And it used to be that the police were not as aggressive, and I'm talking in my childhood years. They got the job done, and it takes two to tango. If the police become more aggressive and meaner and doing all kinds of neat and nasty things to you, that's going to do what? That's going to fuel your resistance to them and what they're doing. And they escalate. I have seen numerous videos where one does a stop and the backup shows up, and all of a sudden, the person that you're having this conversation with, they go from 0 to 100 mile an hour and nothing flat, because now they got backup. Now they really get to be ugly.
John, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you think this is either a psychological disorder they have, or is it the training? What is causing this?
It's a number of factors, but it's like anything else with human beings. Until you say, here's the line, you got to stop. Stop doing that. These departments are defending them and then putting them right back on a job. There is no standard about the amount of aggressiveness. Now, keep in mind, these traffic stops are civil infractions. Infractions. They shouldn't be able to lock you up anyhow over anything, whether you got your correct paperwork or not. Issue the citation, give them a court date, they don't show up, well, then you get to do your warrant thing, and then you take it from there. But
John,
none of this stuff should be happening.
When are people going to wake up? What is it going to
take? When they're face down, look, I'll put it to you simply, Chance, when they're face down and they're getting their scrotum cooked, that's when they'll start to wake up and complain.
My God.
All right,
gentlemen. God bless you now. Good night.
Thank you, Chance. Bill in Oregon, we got about 2 minutes.
Hello?
Go ahead, Bill. We got about 2 minutes.
Okay. Just on the dogs. Yeah, I think they're trained to do that. Just take out dogs whenever they encounter them. You know, it's like they want to do shock and awe. They want to show that they can kill your dog right in front of you and your family, and there ain't a thing you can do about it. And if they're real lucky, you'll react to watching your dog get murdered, and then they got all the reason to come down on you with their abuse and torture and murder.
Well,
That's what I think.
Bill, I'll tell you something. If cops show up at my door and they do not have a warrant and they start kicking in the door, I'm going to have to go to my closet, and I'm going to have to pull out my no-no weapon and tell them no-no, and if they do not stop and they crash into that house, I don't know who it is, what they're doing. I don't know their psychological makeup. I don't know. I'm just going to shoot first and ask questions later, because I'd much rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Yep.
Yeah. They always say they don't know what they're running into whenever they pull somebody over. Yeah. Well, we never know what we're going to have to deal with.
Bingo, and that's the whole point, Bill. Thanks for pointing that out. Steve Elkins, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.
I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll see you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Thank you for being here today.
Lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family.
because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.